The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The final hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your man cave game this football season. Up your man cave game for the new year.
Yeah, man.
Have a better man cave in 2024. Visit mancavestore.com. Off to a little bit of a slow start here on the phone lines.
What's up?
We'll get to them, but 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on. There are available phone lines for you. But Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Andy. And Randy, my question is to you, young man. You got to tell me if I'm just an old man who's crotchety or if he knows what he's talking about, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm watching the Badgers. I'm a Wisconsin grad, Andy, okay. So haven't been to the championship in my lifetime. Good luck with Washington.
Thank you.
They're playing LSU, and there's a receiver, Randy. Are you aware of this, Malik Nabers?
Yes, very good player.
Really good player. Okay, he was like 24 yards from breaking the LSU all-time yardage record as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. He caught a couple passes in the first half, and, you know, I didn't notice much. And then all of a sudden, in the third quarter or the end of the first half, going into the second half, the sideline reporter is interviewing him on the sideline. And he's in street clothes.
Probably not going to get any
more yards.
Yeah.
No, I get that. And I'm sure he wanted to bounce. But what the hell? Was he in the shower while the coach was giving the second half pep talk? I mean, my question is, couldn't you have worn that uniform?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, he was in this shower. He was showering.
Yeah.
I knew Carson Beck them were going to play half. I knew that much. But they came back out with a uniform on.
Yeah.
No, he went there and took a shower. He said, "Coach, I'm good. I'm done for the day. I appreciate your LSU, but I don't want to get hurt." I've always had this thing right. Is it more meaningful to get hurt in the CFP than it is a bowl game?
I guess.
Okay.
That's what they say. Like, because that's everyone says.
Okay.
Because if you get hurt, you get hurt.
You get hurt.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't. I'm with you. I totally understand the direction you're going with that question.
You see what I'm saying?
I think Ed just wanted him to be on the sideline with his jersey.
Yeah.
That's all Ed wanted.
Yeah.
Ed's fine. Don't play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Malik probably had some pretty solid NIL money.
But he wanted to show people. The guys who opted out, at least they were in their team gear or the jersey
right.
or whatever.
I don't know.
Like I said, I'm all for the players making the decision what is best for them and their family. But if I'm the coach, I'm leaving your ass at home.
Yeah, if you're not playing.
Coming
but
with
Malik
us.
Played
but
and
Malik
then
played.
Came out.
Yeah.
So he can be there.
Yeah.
But if you're not playing, I'm
you're
sorry.
Playing.
You're not hanging out on the sideline.
Go say okay. Go
shooting,
train.
Shooting Instagram lives.
Yeah, go train
and hanging out.
Yeah, go train.
Yeah, go train.
Yeah,
yeah. One day closer to the draft. You needed to go train for the draft.
Yeah.
Go train for the draft.
No.
Neil is in Marietta.
Hey, come with me.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Neil.
I know everybody pulls against Alabama, but the no call on the roughing the kicker.
Oh yeah, it's crap.
Was the worst play by the officials I've ever seen, and I've watched 20,000 football games since the 1960s when it was black and white television.
Wow.
And if you're going to have a rule, you got to throw the flag. What were they looking at? If Alabama had roughed Michigan's punter, the field would have been covered with yellow. The punter laid on the field for 2 minutes injured after the play. He clearly got roughed, not just run into rough.
He did.
If Alabama gets that call, they've got a first down near midfield with a chance to take control of the momentum and the game. And there's no excuse. These plays have to be reviewable. Every play needs to be reviewable to keep the officials from cheating and winning their bet.
All right, Neil.
Okay, Neil.
I don't think the refs bet on Michigan.
Hey, Neil, did the referees cheat when they didn't review the call, the fourth down for Alabama?
Yeah, in the SEC championship game.
I'm just asking. It happens, Doug.
Yeah, it happens. No, he's right. It was a bad call.
It was definitely a bad call. There's no question.
I don't know what you do to hold the referees to a higher standard than they're held to already, because I don't think they're doing it on purpose. Like that's where Neil lost me. I don't think they're gambling on these
guys. Bills ain't gambling.
But watch. I mean, Donahue did it, but then watch an NFL game on a Sunday. It's crazy how bad things are right now in terms of
officiating.
I don't know what they do to get it better, but yeah, Neil's mad, and I get it. I don't blame you, Neil. No, I don't root against Alabama. I'm not one of these people that tunes in and roots against them. I mean, I don't like Michigan, so I was kind of rooting against Michigan.
Right.
I was rooting for, I guess, you tune on a game and I end up rooting for someone.
I like everybody.
I was rooting for, here's why I was rooting for Alabama.
I like everybody because I'm a big Jim Harbaugh fan. I like him.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. I get a kick out of him.
I like him.
Saban. I'm a big Saban.
I mean, come on, dog. This man took care of me.
Well, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
I'm rooting for Bama, though, because you're friends with the dad of one of their running backs.
Oh,
so I'm like, enough for me.
I saw a nephew playing yesterday. I'm like, go ahead, what?
Good enough for me.
Put that damn arm brace on.
All right. Eric's in Powder Springs. Hey, Eric.
Bill said they were cheating.
I haven't talked to y'all in a long time, man.
It's been a long time.
I saw y'all every day when I was traveling. Day one listener, I got a question for you. What was the actual best play for the Atlanta Falcons this year? Was it the one to Tyler Algiers for 75 yards?
That was a beautiful play.
Yeah, that was a good play.
That bear jumped on him, though. I was like, come on, Tyler.
Yeah, go.
Get there. Best play. Help me here, Andy.
You give me Jesse Bates picking off Bryce Young week one.
Yeah, that was good.
Either of them.
The Jesse Bates play a couple weeks back, too. He had an interception, a really big interception in a game.
Maybe Drake London's catch on the sideline against Tampa.
Okay, great catch.
Yeah, great catch.
Yep.
Bijan's run against the Packers when he had the camera.
Oh, yeah, Bijan Darnell-Savage when he shook him into the center of the earth. That was a crazy
play. That was a
great play. But, yeah, no, your point is made.
It was
almost
Alford.
Yeah, that would have been pretty crazy at the end of the half.
Dude, but that only
Arthur started celebrating.
That only happens to bad teams. That happens to bad teams. Your ass falls down at the five.
Yep.
Falls down. There's nothing.
They almost kick-sixed them.
There's nothing but linemen and two tight ends on that team.
Yep.
You cannot let the holder.
You can't let the holder get you.
You cannot let the holder get you, but that only happens to them.
Yep.
I was like, over. Go.
But also, getting kick-sixed only happens to bad teams, too.
Yes.
Like, the Bears are only a team that would allow that to happen to them. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
You're not a good stuff. I'll be as quick as I can. One, the worst commissioner in college sports has to be the ACC commissioner, not because of Florida State, but because he lets Notre Dame pimp him. Second, this could be a purple. It may be a purple year for football. Maybe Washington and Baltimore both win.
Maybe.
And we're in the third year of my prediction with old Hugh in the morning show when I told him that it's just going to take a matter of time before 30 or 40 of the presidents and ADs get together and form a college American football league where they can play each week, get money thrown at them, and make enough money to support the other programs without the NCAA watching over them. And real quick, last but not least, I love NIL. I just hate the execution. When a guy gets punished for getting a barbecue sandwich, just everybody sitting around with $20 and $30 payouts. And my question from the holidays that I didn't get to put in, if all these actors and actresses are so good and we give them awards, why do they end up getting divorced or getting a new relationship after they're in a romantic scene with the person? All of a sudden, they in love with that person. I said, you must not have been acting then.
Hmm.
Have a good day, y'all.
A lot of stuff.
That's a lot.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, if you're so good at acting, why don't you act like a better husband?
Yeah, or something like that. I mean, I would have I don't know how I would feel about that.
I know how I would feel about it.
What was that show that
I would not like it?
Gabrielle Union used to do the sexy one. But they used to have all like the soft porn.
Sure. I'm not supporting that.
I can be D Wade sitting there like,
I guess they're just acting.
Hold on, dog. Hold on, bro.
And he's right. A lot of times they'll film those movies together and they'll find chemistry and then they'll get together.
No, man. That's
I don't want to do that.
I got to be like, I'm going to be under the sheets.
Yeah, I'm the double.
Yes, I'm the double.
Your body double?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, ain't no way in the hell. Being Mary J. Thanks, Bo. Yeah, ain't no way in the heezy. You can't be on top of me. I don't care if you got on shorts.
My wife's a TV producer. I don't even like them to do like sexy segments on her show.
You don't like,
I'm like too close.
Yeah,
I don't even like there to be handsome hosts of the shows produces.
Only
women and old guys over there.
And you keep it that way.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Way.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy, hold Sports on, Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bo was in the show.
You were in that show?
Yeah, Bo was in the Gabriel.
I was in that show a lot, like four or five seasons.
Soft porning?
No. Just I was a bartender in one where I gave her a drink. That she went in soft porn with some other dude in the back room.
Well, hell, you had influence on it, Bo.
Yeah, maybe that was an assist.
All right, Bo, Bo assisted Gabrielle. You're gonna get laid.
Nice.
Where's my other one at? Had some. Andy wants to get more sleep, and Ashley just pops it in.
Randy has a foul mouth. That's how he described his language. A foul mouth.
Let's see. Just because something is unscouted doesn't make it good. And then you want your troops galvanized. Just like your nails.
That's right.
Yes.
Braves won a soft 105 games a season ago. Don't worry, though. They're hard now.
Yeah.
And Randy, with the old man comment of the day. What is that? Some rap song kind of thing?
Not old as hell.
All right. Let's talk to Carl and see how he's doing coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.